With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump discusses raising tariffs on India after talks with that country's prime minister.
At a joint press conference with Prime Minister Modi, the president hailed the strong ties between the U.S. and India, but he complained about India's high tariffs on American goods.
We're just going to do it the easy way, and we're just going to say whatever you charge, we charge. And I think that's fair for the people of the United States, and I think it's actually fair for India.
The president also announced additional military sales to India, as well as oil and liquefied natural gas. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The White House says around 75,000 federal workers accepted a buyout offer. The Trump administration gave federal employees the choice to resign while still receiving pay through September. Also at SRNNews.com, terror group Hamas says it will release the next group of three Israeli hostages.
Hamas had previously said it was going to delay the next release of Israeli hostages, accusing Israel of failing to meet its obligations to allow in tents and shelters, among other alleged violations of the truce. Israel had threatened to renew its offensive in Gaza if hostages were not freed. There was no immediate comment from Israel on Hamas's announcement. But Hamas's move should allow the ceasefire to continue for now, though its future remains in doubt. I'm Karen Shamas.
Vice President J.D. Vance visits the Dachau concentration camp memorial in Germany. Vance said seeing the concentration camp memorial in person is sobering and it's a worthwhile experience.
I think that while it is, of course, a place of unspeakable atrocity and terror and evil, it's very important that it's here. And it's very important that those of us who are lucky enough to be alive can walk around, can know what happened here, and commit ourselves to prevent it from happening again.
This is SRN News. President Trump receiving some unexpected praise.
Martina Navratilova was an iconic women's tennis champion. She's also an open lesbian, an LGBT activist, a Democrat, and a harsh critic of Mr. Trump. But she is cheering his executive order aimed at keeping men out of women's sports, saying the Democrats totally dropped the ball on this issue. And former Olympic champion Bruce Jenner, who's currently living as a woman, also says he supports the president on transgenderism in sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawyers for South Carolina and Planned Parenthood returning to the state's highest court to argue how restrictive the state's abortion ban should be. The law is being enforced in South Carolina as a ban on almost all abortions around 6 weeks after conception, setting that mark as the time that an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. But Planned Parenthood argues that the 2023 law includes different definitions of heartbeat. This is SRN News. A Senate panel advances the nomination of President Trump's nominee for FBI director. Reporter Bernie Bennett has the story.
So, hopes of retaking the Senate in 2026. Smith made the announcement on a video posted to social media. The 66-year-old says she wants to spend more time with her family after 20 years of work in the public sector. Smith says that she'll use the 2 years left in her term working to represent Minnesota's interest without having to worry about running for re-election.
Correspondent John Scott. Honda and Nissan are calling off their plans to partner up. Both automakers announced Thursday that their proposed multi-billion-dollar merger is not happening, pointing to ongoing discussions regarding business structure. Instead, Honda and Nissan say that they will still work together regarding intelligence and electrified vehicles. More details at SRNNews.com.